This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Marlo's back to talk some more sport across the Limestone Coast.
Morning, and listeners, Marlo Triple M. We're talking local sport. The grass is growing. Spring has sprung. There's another line there, but I can't use it this time of the morning. And, of course, cricket's in vogue. And the man that's in the centre of all the action, he's perhaps the linchpin across the Limestone Coast southeast. He's the SACCA representative, in fact, their development officer. Good morning. Welcome back to the airways, James Dunn.
Thanks, Milo. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're out of the cold period, but we've completed the Chapel Whitty Academy. So those boys have been honed and their skills have been tuned, and they'll be into action in the real stuff shortly.
They will be, absolutely. We had a great academy over the 10 weeks that we ran it. John Alcock and myself were running that, and it was I think it was a big success.
And we've got dates for the three Southeast Associations and the juniors that go with it. But the big one, Southeast Female Open Age Cricket. The league has been formed. That'll start Sunday the 1st of November. North Sportsman, South Gambier, Millville, Narracourt and Bordertown. And the draw is on My Cricket. They dabbled last year with a few trial games, but full on action this year.
It is. It's extremely exciting. We've been working very hard, and thanks to all the teams that have put their hands up to be able to get a team together. But a lot of hard work's gone into getting teams for this competition, and it's a very exciting time for female cricket in the southeast.
Well, talking females, and I've seen it happen in other sports, there's going to be opportunities because the girls can choose to play in the boys' comp, and then they can cross over and be involved in this and also an under-16 scenario.
Yes, absolutely. So if the girls wish, hopefully they have the passion to go on and go on to bigger and better things. But if they choose to play with the boys as well, that's an option for them. But, you know, hopefully we can expand our female side of the game to include juniors in the future as well. But if they wish, they can definitely play with the boys too.
Now, our talented under-12s, under-14s and under-16s can aim at being involved if they're lucky enough to be selected on performance for the state carnival. And that'll happen in a hurry for those different age groups.
It will, absolutely. So we're off to the Barossa in the first couple of weeks in January. So we've got after our Curran Bird and Shields coming up soon, we'll go into the trial modes for our statewide carnivals.
There you go. And this year they tell me, looking at the grapevine a la the web, there's going to be a full-out mix of metro and country. So that's going to be a big test for the country boys.
It will be. It'll be very exciting times, I think. We can get new players, new teams that the players can play against, which is really exciting.
Now, the other one, and you've been out busy and not too hot in that suit. You've been promoting the Strikers.
I have been, yes. Going to some quite a few schools around Mount Gambier and trying to promote cricket at the start of the season in the Strikers mascot suit. So that's been interesting. Very fun.
Now, there's a pathway and there's eyes looking at these girls and boys for bigger things on the combined state situation. We've got anyone at the moment that's perhaps knocking on the door or has been selected for some sort of representation up the track a bit?
Yeah, so we've got a few from down in the southeast. I think we've been represented very well in the past as well. We've got players such as Jared Cull, who's in the state setup for his age group. I think there's Kaiden Webber, who's now living in Adelaide, but he's from down here. He is around the state setup, and I think so is Hamish Kaith for their respective age groups, which is very exciting. Very exciting times, yes.
Household names in sport down this way. I've been talking to James Dunn. He's the SACCA representative. Where's the hat of development officer? James, I can sense the spring in your step. This is your time. Enjoy and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Milo. Appreciate it.
And a big thank you to you.
No worries at all.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.